Module 2, A New Vision, Your Parish Guide to the Journey of Faith. Session 4, Use Lent to Create a Powerful Spiritual Retreat for Your Children. Objective, explore exactly how to make Lent a time of intense spiritual preparation in a way that is suited to your children. The final period of preparation for the sacraments of initiation is a time of, quote, intense spiritual preparation, end quote. So, what does intense spiritual preparation look like for a 7, 10, or 15-year-old? Well, for 14-year-old Cody, it looked like this. On the second Sunday of Lent, folks in the children's RCIA group were talking about our strengths and weaknesses and what we were focusing on for our Lenten journey. Cody, who had been in and out of the foster care system, received a fair amount of pressure from a pretty rough crowd at school. He said this, "For Lent, I'm trying to stay focused on school and basketball and not get messed up with the wrong people. I want Jesus to help me make the right choices." Cody felt like Jesus was leading him and helping him to turn away from the wrong crowd and focused on Christ. The Gospels of the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Sundays of Lent helped Cody to listen and to turn his heart to God. Prepare for a great mystery. The RCIA says that this final period before the celebration of the sacraments is a time for interior reflection more than, quote, catechetical instruction, end quote, RCIA number 139. In other words, this is not the time to teach about the sacraments. It's a time for, quote, being prepared to celebrate the Paschal mystery, end quote, RCIA number 138. Through reflection on the Gospels and the celebration of the liturgical rites of this period, the children are prepared to celebrate the Paschal mystery at the Easter Vigil. Meat and potatoes for Lent. The liturgies of Lent, namely the scrutinies and the presentations, are the quote-unquote meat and potatoes of this period. By preparing for the liturgies, celebrating the liturgies, and then reflecting upon them afterwards, the children are prepared for the quote-unquote great liturgy, the Easter Vigil, and the sacraments of initiation. Here's the meat and potatoes that the scrutinies and the presentations provide for the children. The three scrutinies: heal all that is weak and sinful, strengthen all that is upright, strong, and good, free them from evil, protect them from temptation, protect them and give them strength in Christ, complete their conversion. The presentation and the Lord's Prayer do this: give them the light of faith, fill them with a spirit of adoption. RCIA numbers 141 and 147. As you can see, it's a big serving of meat and potatoes we're giving the kids. The celebration of these five major liturgical rites is a lot of content for the 6 weeks of Lent. These rites are the quote-unquote Lenten retreat for the children and their families. Let's take a quick look at the dynamics of this Lenten retreat. The Lenten retreat. The dynamics of this Lenten retreat is one of liturgical catechesis. It works like this from week to week. Prepare for the scrutiny, then celebrate the scrutiny, then reflect upon the celebration of the scrutiny. You repeat this process, prepare, celebrate, reflect, for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Sundays of Lent. Then you follow this same process for the celebration of the presentations, which occur during the 3rd and 5th weeks of Lent. But we'll talk about the specifics of how this all works in a later session. For the time being, let's go back to the period of purification and enlightenment and remember where it takes us, to the celebration of the sacraments at the Easter Vigil. But before we go back there, here's a fun fact. Look at the RCIA number 138, which is talking about Lent. It's the only place in the RCIA document that the term, quote-unquote, liturgical catechesis is used, even though the entire initiation process is one of liturgical catechesis. More on this in a later session. But now to return to our text, a peek at the peak of the journey. Having completed the Lenten retreat and the final spiritual preparation of Lent, the children and their families are led through the celebrations of Holy Week and to the sacred Triduum, which culminates at the Easter Vigil. It is at the vigil that children experience the wonder of the Paschal mystery. They are incorporated into the life of Christ by being created anew in baptism. They are anointed with the sacred chrism and made to be more like Christ in confirmation. They are fully incorporated into Christ's body through the Eucharist. The celebration of the sacraments of initiation is the peak of the children's RCIA journey. Through the sacraments, they have become one with Christ and the Church. Their journey, however, continues onward, as now they are disciples of Jesus Christ, initiated for the life of the world. From sacraments onward to mission. In the next period, we help the children to better understand the sacraments and their mission as young disciples. But before moving on to the fourth and final period of children's RCIA, let's take a moment to review how the period of purification and enlightenment leads the children to the sacraments. Please go to exercise 4 for further reflection on purification and enlightenment with children.